During the Jeep Celebration sales event at Moran Blue Water CDJR, you can test drive a new Jeep Grand Cherokee, Compass, or all-new redesigned 2025 Ram 1500. Located on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot, or check them out 24/7 at moranbluewatercdjr.com and ride the wave to savings.
College for everyone. It's not necessarily the right thing for everybody. In fact, about 40% of students who start college never finish, and they end up with a lot of debt, no degree to show for it. Joining us right now is somebody that can perhaps point us in a different direction when it comes to furthering education beyond high school. It's an organization called Youth Solutions, and it's helping a lot of young people across the state and provides access to high-quality, career-focused education to all students throughout the state of Michigan. Joining us right now to talk more about Youth Solutions, the executive director of the organization, Roger Curtis. Roger, good morning, and thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for the interest in this story, because it's a good one.
It is a good one, and when I first heard about Youth Solutions, I had to say I've never heard of Youth Solutions. How long has this organization been around?
We've been around about 15 years. We started in Benton Harbor, and we started with one service line called Jobs for Michigan's Graduates, and that focused on some of the most at-risk, underserved youth all around the state. It was kind of a one-on-one mentorship kind of program. We had tremendous success, 98% graduation rate with the youth that we were working with, 58% going on to post-secondary education. But we realized as we were helping these youth all around the state that there was still, they were doing well, but the system itself still was so focused on go to college. And just going to college is not a plan if you don't know what you're going to college for. And that's what we've seen are so many kids are just, they go there, they don't know what they want to do, they're doing their career exploration in their freshman and sophomore years, they're struggling. Many of them, as you know, may need a part-time job, college is expensive. State of Michigan has a lot of great opportunities for youth, but it costs a lot, and someone is paying for that. And we're seeing way too many kids in Michigan drop out. As you pointed out, they have debt, still don't have a degree, and still don't know what they want to do. And that's just not good for us as a state.
So how do you help give these young people some direction? I know that there's been a focus, it feels like, Roger, in recent years in public education to help introduce young people to a career path. But obviously, it's a big net, but it's not going to catch everybody. How does Youth Solutions help point these people in the right direction?
Yeah, and I started to mention our growth, and then I got off on talking about all the youth going to college. But we've expanded into multiple service lines now, and we're helping about 12,800 youth around the state. And we do it in a lot of different ways, but the biggest thing is we go into schools. They have to raise their hand and say, hey, we're interested in having you come in. But we work with the school to change the entire culture. So it can't just be the career tech ed classes and teachers. They do a great job, but it's got to be the core classes, English, math, science. There are ways they can still teach that content, but do it in a way that they focus on the transferable skill. And I'll just give you a great example. We can go in and work with English teachers. They want to teach Shakespeare. Well, what is Shakespeare? What are you really trying to teach the youth in Shakespeare? Foreshadowing. Okay, well, guess what? Foreshadowing is predictive analytics. Predictive analytics could lead to careers in finance, weather, military, sports, has all kinds of predictive analytics these days. 95% of the kids sitting in your class think the only careers they could do in English, journalism and writing. So guess what? We just opened up all these different career exploration opportunities for the kids in your class. They're going to be more engaged. Teachers get more engaged. Attendance goes up. Disciplinary actions go down. Test scores eventually go up. Graduation rates go up. Fewer kids go to college, drop out with debt. So we've spent a lot of time working with teachers, counselors, our poor counselors in Michigan. The student-to-counselor ratio is way out of whack. They don't have the time to do this. But we work with them to show them how to infuse it into their daily routine. And so far, it's working fantastic.
No, it sounds like a great program. Are you a nonprofit organization? Tell us a little bit more about Youth Solutions.
We are. We're a nonprofit organization. As I mentioned, we're helping about 12,800 youth. We have 160 programs around the state in about 80 cities. We have a wait list. It's great. We're continuing to grow. We work very closely with the Department of Education, also with the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. But we continue to grow around the state and bring in these services where we can help the school really change their culture, get the parents involved as well as the staff, get into the core classrooms, change what's going on there, because we really believe kids can't be what they can't see. And it's, you ask kids what they want to be, and they're talking about, oh, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer, a fireman, policeman, you know, all those stereotypical careers, which are very important. But as you and I know, there are so many more opportunities that we just don't know about. And it's very hard to do that exploration in high school right now. So we're trying to not just work with high school teachers and counselors, but we're wanting to go back into middle school, because that's where a lot of decisions are made and the opportunities to plan out something for youth. Because they need to know college is important, and there are a lot of careers where college, you will need that, but there's a whole host of others. So let's take your aptitudes and your interest and mirror those up to what the high-wage, high-demand career opportunities are going to be in Michigan for the next several years. And then let's actually build a plan for you, because it may be a credential, certificate, apprenticeship, two-year, four-year, maybe a combination thereof over your career ladder as you progress over time. So it's just really taking that time to show kids there are multiple pathways, and it's not just a stereotypical one. And that takes a lot of work and a lot of heavy lifting, but Youth Solutions has done a great job with great success rate around the state.
It's important not only for these students who otherwise might not, you know about some of these career paths that exist, but we're at a point right now where every industry, I think, is searching for new talent. They need people to grow into these roles.
I was very blessed a few years ago. I was the director of talent and economic development for the state of Michigan. It's changed name. It's Leo. Ted had a brother. It's Leo now. But new governor, new department name. But as I went around the state and I talked to employers, and then I went into the schools and talked to the youth and talked to the teachers and superintendents, it became very clear to me that the talent gap, which is real, as you pointed out, in the state of Michigan, it's really a career awareness gap. Because there are so many kids who have aptitudes that could do these careers, they just don't know about them. And you think about data and technology and advanced manufacturing, which is not the dark, dirty, and dangerous work that it used to be, and all the stereotypes that go with that, but the CNC machining and opportunities in advanced mechanics like that is incredible. And these are really high-paying, great jobs, family-sustaining wages that will keep youth in Michigan, keep our population stable and growing, which is what we all want here in Michigan. But, yeah, kids just don't know about these opportunities. And with these core classes, it's just very hard to fit in the opportunity to do career exploration. And that's what Youth Solutions is trying to do. And we still have jobs for Michigan's graduates. We're still helping those that need that extra one-on-one support. So it's nice when we go to a school, we can come in now and talk about a lot of different levels of service. We can help all the school, the entire school, we can help entire grades, and we can help those individual students that need that little extra help to get graduated and get a career pathway planned out.
Where can people learn more about Youth Solutions?
RYouthSolutions.org, and the R is O-U-R, RYouthSolutions.org.
We will check it out. Thanks so much, Roger. We appreciate your time this morning. Really interesting stuff, and wish you continued success.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.